Egypt Air Investigation in the data and on the ground. I'm Elliot Francis. Many terror experts say it's just too early to tell if the crash of Egypt Air Flight 804 was an act of terror. Aviation correspondent Richard Quest talks about some of the radar data now being considered.
We also have the Greeks reporting that they saw the plane swerving as it came out the sky. That has to be taken with a certain pinch of salt. That could well be the plane just falling out of the sky and not under any form of control.
Meanwhile, French airports are conducting thorough security reviews, especially at the airport in Paris where that flight originated. Correspondent Atika Schubert.
They are quite vigilant here. The question is whether or not there was a weak link anywhere that may have gotten through. That is what investigators are looking at, and they're specifically concentrating on those ground staff, baggage handlers, caterers, anybody who might have had any sort of access to the plane before it took off.
66 passengers were on board that plane when it disappeared. I'm Elliot Francis. Puerto Rico is getting some help from Congress to manage $70 billion of debt. Detail from correspondent Scott Carr.
After weeks of delays, Republican leaders in the U.S. House have introduced a bill that would create a control board to help Puerto Rican officials manage its financial obligations. The goal, they say, is to write legislation that could pass both the Republican-controlled House and Senate before the U.S. territory defaults on a $2 billion debt payment due July 1st. The committee could vote on the bill as soon as next week. Lead negotiator, Representative Rob Bishop of Utah, has been working closely with House Speaker Paul Ryan to win over conservatives who worry about setting a precedent for helping financially ailing states. And Democrats who say they're concerned the new control board could be too powerful and favorable to creditors. Scott Carr, Washington.
Closing arguments wrapped up in the case of the second of two Baltimore officers charged in the case of Freddie Gray. Judge deciding the fate of Officer Edward Nero is expected to deliver his verdict Monday. I'm Elliot Francis.
Would you like the security of a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage refi with our lowest payment possible, all without paying closing costs? Well, Cash Call Mortgage has a 30-year rate special starting at a rate so low, our lawyer won't let us say it on the radio. So call and find out how much this 30-year rate will cut your monthly payment while still knocking down your current loan balance. And the best part of all is the rate is fixed. The lawyer's right. It's a little complicated to explain on the radio. So call 877-890-CASH to find out how it works.
What? You'll cut my payment with no fees of any kind, and my balance will still go down?
Yep. Paying an interest rate below 3% really makes a big difference. To find out how big, just call 877-890-CASH. That's 877-890-CASH to slice your monthly payment now.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 855-657-9910 for terms and restrictions. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 413-1083 and MLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
You want to go solar. Your electric bill's getting so high it hurts. You gotta go solar to stop the pain. The California State Solar Rebate is long gone, and every month you pay your power bill means you're losing stacks of money. Go solar with Semper Solaris. We're still the only solar company that gives you the equivalent of a California rebate. We actually provide new customers instant savings. We install panels made by SunPower, an American company. The panels come with a 25-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and we're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. We're U.S. veteran-owned, so we get the job done with esprit de corps and honor. Call Semper Solaris and grab your 30% federal tax credit with no money out of pocket. New customers receive instant savings equivalent to the California state rebate if you call now. 800-900-0781. 800-900-0781. That's 800-900-0781.
KGO 810 traffic.
All right, near Tracy, 580 westbound, a little after 205, an overturned tractor trailer started a brush fire there off to the right shoulder, but a lane is blocked. Still trying to determine which one. Only minor slowdowns, though, at the moment approaching the scene. Corte Madera construction on northbound 101 still has traffic barely moving at all from just before Tamalpais up to Warnham Drive. Past Warnham, you're good to go. Crockett, Vallejo, eastbound 80, that construction has traffic inching along from road number 8 to the Carquinez Bridge Toll Plaza. Southbound 17 in Glenwood, construction has traffic very slow between Glenwood Drive and Glenwood Cutoff. Now past Glenwood Cutoff, it's a smooth ride into Santa Cruz. Morgan Hill, northbound 101, road crews there. They're doing slab replacement. Traffic remains nearly stopped from East San Martin up to Tenet. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Drex on KGO 810. Coming soon to HBO, Game of Stones, a fictional story based on rock and roll royalty. Keith Richards rides his wild horses to the Beggar's Banquet, where he meets honky-tonk women. While waiting on a friend, he encounters Ruby Tuesday and says, "Let's spend the night together." She tells him, "You can't always get what you want," and leaves him to get a bowl of goat's head soup. Meanwhile, Ronnie Wood and Charlie Watts enter. They're both fueled by mixed emotions when they confront a street-fighting man named Jumpin' Jack Flash. And when the whip comes down, they're shattered. Realizing they ain't too proud to beg, they go to Lord Jagger and ask him to give me shelter. But it's too much of a beast of burden, and he tells them to let it bleed. It's all coming soon to Game of Stones, only on HBO.
When is that big concert in Indio? I want to go because I have all my buddies across the country. So the Stones and the Who, and who else am I missing? Bob Dylan's going to be playing that. Roger Waters, yeah, you're looking.
Yeah, I'm trying to find
it. But it's
it for
not.
You.
I know it's in Indio, but it, I don't. It's not.
It's October 7th through the 9th.
Right. Okay.
At the Empire Polo Field.
Okay. So who all is there? Did I name everybody?
Roger Daughtry is going to be in the house.
Right. So that's
Neil Young.
The Who's in town tonight?
Let's see. The Stones with Mick Jagger, Neil Young, Bob Dylan, Pete Townsend, Pink Floyd.
Okay, thank you.
Just to name a few.
Yeah. Get your tickets before they die, okay? Yes. Not before they run out, before they die. And it's so funny hearing my friends, "Oh, man, dude, you want to go?" I'm like, "No, I don't want to stand outside for 3 days." "Yeah, but the Who's going to be jamming on Sunday night. That'll be wild." I was like, "Dude, my Molly days are over. The only thing I want to hug is my bed." Okay. All right. And now the shortest song ever put out by Blink 182. It's called "Built This Pool." And here's the song in its entirety.
Is that really it?
That's it.
I guess so.
That's it. That's great. It's a hit. Play it. Hey, if I was a program director, I'd be playing the hell out of that.
Heavy yeah. rotation.
Yes. Put it between every damn song.
Is that really it?
That's it. Get them before they die. Okay, let's see. Now, did you know that Kim Kardashian is working for the CIA?
No.
And apparently she's in a lot of trouble with the country of Iran. Yes, she's a spy or something. She's corrupting. Don't tell me I lost the story. I'll be really mad at myself. Oh, there we go. Okay, she just won the Webby earlier in the week.
Nude selfies till I die.
Oh, well... Let me check my clock. How much longer? Will that be before the Indio Festival?
I doubt it.
Okay. All right. A lot of people think that she has an adverse effect on morality, but her prime directive, think so? Iran does. Yes, Iran's Revolutionary Guard exists to protect the country and its culture from outside influence, and they say they're under direct, deliberate attack from Kim Kardashian. And she's not working alone. She takes her orders from, not the CIA.
Obama.
Not the NSA. Not the FBI. From Instagram.
Nude selfies till I die.
Ugh. At least I think I'll go first.
She reports right. directly to Mark Zuckerberg.
Yes, Instagram has an evil plan to corrupt Iran's women and children, so they enlisted Kim to undermine their Islamic lifestyle with her immoral selfies. There's no doubt about that.
Nude selfies till I die.
Without any hint of irony or sarcasm, one official said, "We're taking this very seriously."
Well, they better.
People magazine asked Kim about it in Cannes, and she said, "Oh, I just landed from the airport. I have no idea, but thanks for the heads up." While all of this seems like a joke, the Revolutionary Guard has already arrested dozens of people for what they consider immoral or un-Islamic activity on social media, especially with posts of her.
Nude selfies till I die.
And somebody might be because of you. Put some clothes on. God. All right. I forgot to do this story. Yes, I know, at Generation Drex. We're getting lots of tweets here. Where's the trees story? Well, I was asleep at the wheel. Because the trees are, too. All right, attention all tree huggers. This is the story you've been waiting all your life for. As I said earlier, this is why God sent me to California, to save the tree huggers and make them feel good. Because I want to be one, too.
Everyone needs a purpose.
That's right. Yes, it's my purpose. They don't actually snore, but they might creak during their slumbers. For the first time, trees have been shown to undergo physical changes at night that can be linked to sleep, or at least day-night cycles that have been observed experimentally in smaller plants, except now they're doing it with trees. Branches of birch trees have now been seen drooping as much as 10 centimeters as the tips towards the end of the night, okay, and it was a very clear effect and applied to the whole tree. No one has observed this effect before at the scale of whole trees, and they were very excited and surprised by the extent of the changes. So apparently trees do sleep. So, and by the way, you people driving, this won't do you any good because you're not in the studio with me, but if you take a look there, there's a day image, and then there's the night image. Brian Pelletier, speak for the people.
They look mirrored.
No, they're not. One's sleeping.
Oh, yes, I see. That one has its eyes closed. It's breathing deeply.
It's not snoring.
Just as long as they don't snore. I don't want to be woken up by a tree snoring. It's bad enough that my wife does it sometimes.
And if I was a tree, I'd have a lot of pissed off tree friends. They'd get no sleep.
Are you sound like a chainsaw?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Nobody sleeps with me. It's a sad story. That's why I'm going to get that lick my cat thing. What's that called? Lick bit? What? No, that was bang bit.
Licky
that,
something?
Licky. I don't know, but I sure. What's it called? Licky brush. So you can lick your cat, people. Because you always wish that you could get in on that. I got to save that story for Valerie. I'll put that over there. So now trees do sleep. So now let's think further above and beyond, because that's what we like to do. So I'm thinking, if they sleep, what else do they do? Do they think? Do they watch you? Do they feel things? Does it hurt when you cut them down? What about when those woodpeckers are driving me crazy, but now they're pecking at that tree? Yeah.
All things that need answering.
Yeah. What if those trees are alive and they're here to watch us?
That's creepy.
Yes, it is.
Because there are so many of them.
Because they're everywhere.
What if they're following us?
I know. Yes, what if they are? What if they're aliens?
Very slowly.
I know. I put a lot of thought into this, people.
Sounds like a Doctor Who episode.
Those trees are watching you. Stephen King, you're welcome. This is a freebie. So if I'm hugging at night, that's what they need to do, because I showed you this X-ray or whatever that is, at night. So I wonder if you go out there at night, if you hug it, if you can wake it up. Or how about if you lick it with your licky brush?
I wonder if what happens if you wake a tree up?
It drops it drops one of its branches on you.
That's not good.
Well, you know what a coconut. That's why you get hit over the head with a coconut.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, did you touch that tree?
You've woken me up too early,
right,
bonk.
Right. All right, we're going to move on. So let's get to, it's already time to break. Well, we're going to have to, Lee Graham's going to interrupt. Saved by the Bell reunion, Mario Lopez interviews Screech for the first time since he's been out of jail. I have to tell you, the Saved by the Bell story, right? They all hate on Screech because he wrote that tell-all book about them all hooking up. And then Screech, Dustin Diamond, did a porno.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. And then he got into a conflict. I don't know, where was it, in Michigan or something?
Wisconsin, yeah.
Something.
It was like around Christmas time.
He had a switchblade or something, and he went to jail. And Let me see what. Oh, I didn't get to the live birth one. Yes, I've got that. Okay. We'll play that for you. The Facebook screw up. I mean, they thought they were streaming it to their relatives. No. Whole wide world. Now it's got like a billion hits.
Man, that lady, his wife is going
to
kill him.
Oh, my God, yeah. All right, we'll get to that coming up. But first, with a look at traffic on KGO, here's Lee Graham.
KGO 810 traffic.
In San Jose, on the Blossom Hill on-ramp to southbound 85, a stall out is actually slowing things on southbound 85 back to 87. It's stop and go. Looking fantastic in the city, just some brief stop and go traffic on eastbound 80. Martinez, northbound 680 at the Benicia Bridge Toll Plaza, an accident there is on the right shoulder, but it still has traffic very heavy to just before Waterfront Road. And please keep in mind that there is a high wind advisory in effect for the Benicia Bridge right now. Crockett, Vallejo, this is one of the worst jam-up spots in the entire Bay Area. Eastbound 80, construction crews are doing bridge repairs at Cummings Skyway and at the Carquinez Bridge Toll Plaza, so traffic is still just barely moving from road number 8 up to the Carquinez Bridge Toll Plaza. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
The conversation starts here on the next generation of KGO 810.
This hour brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Looking for junk removal or a dumpster rental alternative? 1-800-GOT-JUNK has you covered.
KGO 810 is sending you through the Looking Glass and into Wonderland with screening passes to check out Disney's Alice Through the Looking Glass, featuring an all-star cast including Johnny Depp, Anne Hathaway, and Helena Bonham Carter. Listen to Ethan Behrman for your chance to win passes before it opens in theaters on May 27th. Or get registered to win at KGORadio.com. Tickets furnished by Allied Integrated Marketing. Alice Through the Looking Glass from your friends at the next generation of KGO 810.
Tommy Z-Man, what did you do?
Well, if it isn't Francis, the penny pincher from accounting.
You can't tell people on the radio that FamousSmoke.com is giving away $10 cash back for ordering their favorite cigars.
Well, I think you just did, buddy.
And you're telling them they get a free $10 if they only spend $50. This is going to be a huge problem.
Not with cigar lovers, it's not. Hey, everybody needs a break from high prices. And it's so easy. All you do is go to FamousSmoke.com and click the talk button. You pick out your favorite cigar brands, and you get an instant $10 cashback refund at checkout.
See, man, we're going to lose our shirts.
Lighten up, Francis. Nobody wants to see you without a shirt. You won't find cigar deals like this anywhere, and our customers deserve it. Hey, if you're going to buy cigars, you should save money, too. So go to FamousSmoke.com, click the talk button, and save. That's FamousSmoke.com.
This Memorial Day, kick off summer with something very cool. Up to 30% off appliance special buys, like the innovative Samsung stainless steel French door refrigerator, now over $900 off. Its Flex Zone drawer has adjustable compartments for better organization. It handles everything from cold cuts to cold drinks. That's not just cool, that's a party. Memorial Day savings of up to 30% on appliances now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, while supplies last valid through June 8th, U.S. only.
RichUncles.com is your opportunity to invest in commercial real estate. Why earn less than 1% on your money in the bank when you could be the bank's landlord and earn 7.5% cash dividend? Visit RichUncles.com to learn more. That's RichUncles.com.
900,000 law enforcement officers defend America's roads and streets every day. And any given moment of an officer's day can prove fatal.
The Badge of Honor Memorial Foundation is the national advocacy group for the families of law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty, providing oversight and guidance in obtaining benefits for surviving families.
Visit BOHMF.org today and find out more about how you can help.
That's BOHMF.org.
Please help.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Oh, 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 oh.
I don't know if this love's going to last because this couple just had their first baby here in California, and you know, and they want to take advantage of the live streaming that's now available on Facebook. And that's all nice and everything. But I guess they thought that they were just going to be streaming, or at least the dad did, thought that he'd be streaming to just your friends, as you have friends on anything, right? So only friends would be able to see the
His wife is going to wring his neck. My wife would kill me if I did that.
Oh, my God. How's that happen?
She would absolutely. We'd be divorced.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, turns out it was streamed to the whole world. So I'm sure this couple, I mean, you're famous now.
For all, not necessarily and then, the right
and
reason.
And then, but listen to this. So then people are like, crawling out up this guy's butt because saying that, you're not handling the birth right. They were giving him a hard time. There's too much coaching.
They were just saying, yeah, he was like disingenuous.
Right, condescending.
He was, yeah.
I don't know all of that, and I don't hear that at all. I think he was doing, look, I think as a guy, I'd be so nervous if I was having a child with my wife or my girlfriend or whatever, my mistress, that I would, you know, do the Lamaze thing and be a good boy.
Yeah, it's like, what else are you going to do?
Right.
Except what you were trained to do.
Okay, so this is what he thought was private but isn't. Oh, well, maybe it's going to be.
Because, got it.
Well, here we go. I didn't think it was going to start.
Be good.
Come on. Pop out, son. What are you doing in there?
One more nice deep breath and one long push.
Go, 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 go. Push, 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 push.
Get that licky brush.
Go, 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 go. You got it. I can see the head like starting to move around over there. You got it. You almost got it. For real.
Oh my God. Medication.
Good Lord. Good Lord.
That's
good. Good, 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 good. Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go.
Okay. So there's more, but my computer won't give it to you. I don't know if it's self-editing or whatever. Well, that sucks. But you get to the point. You get to the point. So, yeah, I think he was just doing, I thought he sounded fine. Now, her epidural, that's what I'm thinking. It doesn't seem like there's much struggling going on.
She seemed pretty relaxed, didn't she?
Right, right.
I can't imagine. My brother, when my niece was born, my brother walked out of the delivery room and he was white as a sheet and was like, I never want to experience that again. I'm done having kids.
Oh, well, I don't know. So you've not had any children, right?
No, not yet.
Okay, not yet. Okay, because there's schools of thought on that. Will you want to see her or not? Because it can change your whole perspective sexually about her once.
Yeah, I could definitely see that, but,
child is born.
You know, I'll want to be there for my wife, I think.
I know,
but Don Draper, like, out in the emergency room drinking and smoking.
Okay, there's that. I know, but, you know, you do not believe that this will affect your love life in the future because that's now not your lover. That's mom.
From what I understand from my different friends who have been in that situation, you have different levels of participation. You can go around and look underneath and see what's all happening down there,
or you can just hold
her hand and say, you're okay, honey.
There's a sheet hanging up there, I think.
Yeah, stay behind the sheet.
Right.
So I don't know if I'll actually go down and under the hood, so to speak, while that's going on. Maybe I will.
You got it.
Okay, let's see if we can play the rest of it. Where did this let
me go?
Good. Okay. Good, 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 good. Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go. He's hairy. He's got so much hair, honey.
Oh, the brush.
Oh, he's got a full set of hair. He's got a full set of hair. Oh, my goodness. You got him. He's coming out. Oh, hi, baby.
All right, one big push. Everything you got now, Mama. Everything you got.
Hi, baby. Come on. Come out, baby.
Excellent, Mama.
There you go. I see your face.
Hard as you can.
Push, push. You gotta go. Push. Hard, honey. Hard. Push it out. Yes.
Push it.
Oh, my God.
Baby's out. Oh, baby's out.
I have the ball already.
Yes.
Push it real good. Push. Push it real good.
Mom is definitely on an epidural because she's like, oh, he's there.
Oh, there it is. Yes. Okay. Let's talk about Jennifer Lawrence, Jennifer Lopez. This is an interesting story because I have two stories about Jennifer Lawrence. I find her extremely attractive. I don't know about you. I do. And it turns out that she is one of the most attractive people that we'd all like to have sex with. Her and Channing Tatum. So Jennifer and Channing are the two people that most people would like to have sex with.
J-Law?
No. J-Law, yeah. We'll get J-Law. J-Law, too. But I have this clip that I want to play you here from J-Law. Are you a fan?
I like J-Law, yeah. I love she's a great actress. I like all of her movies except for The Hunger Games. I can't stand those movies.
That's what I like her from. What's wrong with you?
It's a movie about kids killing each other. I don't want to see that.
Yes, but it's okay. According to a poll by Trojan Lubricants, the ladies want to soap up with Channing Tatum, and the guys choose Jennifer Lawrence, with Sofia Vergara coming in second. Trojan didn't reveal the second place guy. Well, that's not right. The poll said 1 in 3 adults have had sex in the water. What does that have to do with this? What?
Seems like an odd poll.
What is this? I've never been too fond of shower sex. The phrase, are you almost done or running out of hot water, is particularly mood-killing and generally guarantees I'll be struggling to finish under Arctic conditions. And then they go into this. What does that have to do with anything? This is a very confusing article. Thank you very much, Trojan. Okay, so...
Wait, so Trojan Lubricants had a poll?
Yeah, and then they put in this water thing. Yes, and I agree with you. No sex in the shower. It's way overrated.
Yeah, because then you're halfway done and you have to towel off.
Right, and, you know, one person's cold, one person's hot. The hot water runs out. We're in a drought. You're not supposed to be doing that. So I get this guilty complex when I'm showering. It's like, oh, my God, I'm killing that tree outside that's alive and wants a hug.
And then if you're actually trying to take a shower at the same time, you get shampoo in your face and soaps left on your body, and you never get rinsed off properly.
Well, that's how you start it up with it. Okay, you soap each other down, don't you? All right, here's Jennifer Lawrence. By the way, she's talking. This is a great story. She was on Graham Norton on the BBC the other night. She tells this great story that she got detained 5 hours by customs agents when she flew to audition for the when she was in X-Men. Do you approve of her when she's Mystique in X-Men?
Oh, of course.
Okay, first class. Okay, let's check this out.
I was auditioning for the first X-Men. My passport was expiring under 6 months, which apparently you're not supposed to travel, blah, blah, blah. So they were like, whatever you do, don't tell them that you're here for work, because they'll ask for a work visa. Say you're here for pleasure. And I'm like, oh, my good God. I have to lie to a customs officer. And so I'm working myself up so much through the line. I'm like, okay, I just have to have a backstory. I got a backstory, and I have to believe it. And so it gets there, and he was like, business or pleasure? And I was like, pleasure? What are you doing for pleasure? My brother's getting married. And he was like, where's he getting married? Wimbledon. Is he American? Yes. Do you have an invitation? No. Are you telling the truth? No, no. I'm here for work, and I have a work visa, and my passport expires, and I'm not even supposed to be here. And I had to sit in a tiny little jail for like 5 hours while they called my employer. I felt tiny.
Wow. Yeah, you don't lie.
It's really dumb to lie.
It's really dumb to lie. Yeah, they're good at that.
But you can also, like, the plan that I have whenever I travel internationally is to, like, give them the information that they're looking for, but don't give them too much information.
I flew my mother to London for her, I don't know, was it 65th birthday, I think. And we went over there, and she packed a banana, because she always likes to travel with fruit, so she packed a banana in her bag.
Oh, no.
Okay? So we're standing there ready to go through, and, you know, you have your agricultural slip. And, by the way, they're not kidding around with that stuff either.
Yeah, no, yeah, they do that in Hawaii. Yeah,
fruits and vegetables, right. And I'm like, Mom said, I have a banana in my bag. I said, oh, my God. Did you declare it? No. I said, oh, here we go.
Did the bobbies come for your mom?
No. No, it was the Americans.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah. No. We lied and got away with her banana. Or she lied. I don't know, Mom. I feel bad. I forget. I don't know how that worked out.
Hide the banana.
I don't know. I mean, it was like freaking out about a banana. Yes, I know. But I can tell you the truth. We did throw it out. I said, get that thing out and throw it away here in the airport. Get rid of it. Yeah, don't. All right, let's take a break and we'll be back and we'll get to Jennifer Lopez. Is she difficult? Well, she'll talk about it. She's got that thing about diva. Oh, yeah, and then we have to play from yesterday because we played it on the podcast. Even when the Warriors are playing, we still do a podcast that's Drextra Naughty. And you just go to KGOradio.com, and you can always download those things or listen to the naughtiness that was last night. It's always there, but we played Mariah. You know, Mariah Carey's thing is she doesn't know who Jennifer Lopez is. It's just silliness, but it's a lot of fun. We'll get to that next. But first, with a look at traffic, Lee Graham.
KGO 810 traffic.
Okay, back to Martinez. Northbound 680 at the Benicia Bridge Toll Plaza. They're still taking care of an accident. It's on the right shoulder. It's not blocking, but traffic is still at a crawl to just before Waterfront Road. Also, I want to remind you that there is a high wind advisory in effect for the Benicia Bridge. Glenwood, southbound 17, construction crews are doing roadway excavation. Well, the jam-ups from that have shifted. Traffic's now very slow from just before Laurel Road down to Sugarloaf Road. We're looking extremely good on the Nimitz, in the South Bay, and on the Peninsula. Otherwise, Crockett, Vallejo, eastbound 80. And that construction there is still, it has traffic pretty much a parking lot from road number 8 up to the Carquinez Bridge Toll Plaza. And in Corte Madera, that construction on northbound 101 still creating brief but heavy slowdowns between Tamalpais up to Warnham Drive. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Where San Francisco comes to share. The next generation of KGO 810.
Everyone knows that investing in real estate can build long-term wealth and generate passive income. But learning how takes time and costly mistakes can be made. But at Home Union, we've pioneered a better way to invest in real estate. Our concept is simple. You invest, we do the rest. Tell us your financial goals. We'll help you build a successful buy and hold real estate portfolio. We use our expertise and in-depth analytics to identify solid investment properties in good neighborhoods of appreciating markets. We'll then acquire the properties on your behalf and perform the day-to-day management to maximize your returns. Home Union. You invest, we do the rest. See why Home Union was recently profiled in both the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. For a free consultation and a free month of asset management, visit homeunion.com or call 800-391-9971. That's 800-391-9971. 800-391-9971.
Well, you know, I've been here a long time, so I've covered a lot of stories. But I think what pops out in my mind right away is the San Bruno pipeline explosion and the devastation of that community and the loss of life in that community.
Crown 4 News anchor Pam Moore.
During some of the coverage of that day, I remember during commercial breaks having to turn and kind of regroup to get tissue or whatever just to get settled back into coming back out to cover this, because you knew at that point what had happened to those people and to their lives. Cron is really focused on local news, and particularly breaking news. That's been a hallmark of the station for many years. Try and make sure that if something is breaking that's big, people know that we're going to be on, even if it's for hours and hours, we'll be on to make sure that they know exactly what's going on and how it affects them.
The Cron 4 News at 10 p.m., 7 nights a week.
Hey, Chip Franklin for Zero Res. You know, these days, everything is natural, organic, and green, except when it's not. Zero Res is the undisputed leader in green. They use empowered water to clean my carpets, hardwood floors, marble, tile, and grout, and our furniture. When was the last time you got your sofa cleaned? Look, they're so green you can actually drink the water. Now, the other guys, they use harsh detergents and chemicals that stay in your carpet where your kids and pets play. That's not good. So how good is Zero Res? Look, we had a party and one of our guests, a knucklehead, spilled a carafe of red wine right in the middle of a new white rug. We tried soda water, rug cleaner, nothing. I'm thinking, that rug is history. I called Zero Res. Next morning, boom, they came out and the rug was brand new. Look, the technicians are polite, well-dressed professionals. You will love them. And right now, Zero Res has a spring special. 3 rooms for only $119. What a great way to learn about Zero Res. 3 rooms for only $119. So you've been waiting to get that spring cleaning going. Call Zero Res now. 877-321-0739. 877-321-0739 or ZeroBayArea.com. Everyone says, use Zero Res.
Spring is time for renewal.
Time to rethink your kitchen, remodel your bathroom, and reimagine your landscaping. Come to the Marin Home and Garden Expo May 21st and 22nd at the Marin Fairgrounds and Exhibit Hall. Hundreds of ideas for your home. Save money on your next project and learn from the Carey Brothers, designer Cesar Chavez, and the Lighting Geek. Win a $2,400 Sleep Number P5 mattress and test drive an electric car. Realize your home's full potential. Come to the Marin Home and Garden Expo this weekend. Free admission and free parking. There's no place like home.
Hey guys, it's Ethan Behrman, and one thing you may not know about me is that I'm a huge hard rocker. Yeah, I play air guitar in my room and bang my head. Heck, I've even been in a mosh pit. With that being said, I'm here with a special invitation for my friends on social media to catch my live Facebook feed every weekday this week at 1:25 p.m. for your shot to win tickets to see Slipknot and Marilyn Manson at Concord Pavilion on June 13th. You can buy tickets now at LiveNation.com, but remember, you can win yours with me on Facebook all week long.
Now back to the Drex Radio Show.
Now back to the Drex Radio Show
on KGO 810.
Nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart. Cut the cord. Are we human?
Well, the cast of Saved by the Bell has cut the cord with Dustin Diamond a long time ago. He was screeched. Do you remember that? So, there was a Save the Bell reunion of sorts yesterday when Mario Lopez interviewed Dustin Screech Diamond for Extra. It was Dustin's first interview since he served time for stabbing a guy in a Wisconsin bar. Did I say stabbed? Because Dustin told Mario that's not how it went down. He said he was there with his fiance Amanda, blah, 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 blah. Let's just play the clip and then you can, I'll distort and you decide. Okay.
So you never actually thrust a knife and stab someone?
No. When I had my pocket knife like this, and the blade was right here, and a guy came from around me and grabbed my throat.
Right.
And so he nicked his arm on the tip of it. It was a Band-Aid. Most expensive Band-Aid I've ever bought.
Describe your time in jail.
It's not like what you see on TV, I'll tell you that. It's pretty daunting. It's pretty scary going into that environment.
I want to talk about the book.
Okay. That's probably been the most damaging.
The book didn't exactly paint a flattering portrait your fellow castmates.
Imagine how I feel. I haven't talked to so many people. I mean, you and I have talked, but I haven't talked to Mark Paul or Elizabeth or Tiffany in ages, so I can't imagine what they think. And I'm hoping that this will clear it up, that it wasn't me. I did not write this.
Dude, it's not going to clear it up. This has been going on for a decade now. No, they're not having it. And just stop trying.
No amount of penicillin is going to clear that up.
Oh, my God, man. Good God. And then that 2006 porno, and as he's done before, he says that he used a stunt person for the actual sex. And of course, it was all for the money. And he said, well, I had a chance. I had to take a chance. What if the thing would have made $3 or $4 million? What were you thinking? You're Screech. I mean, you're not Kim Kardashian.
Not the most desirable man. He wasn't on the top of the list with Channing Tatum.
Yes, you're... You're not Pamela Anderson. Right. Come on. Oh, you really thought somebody told you you'd make $3 or $4 million? People would pay to see Screech having sex? Screech, no. Yikes. Makes my brain screech. Okay. So that's not happening. I need to, let me see. We got Jennifer Lopez. This is fun. I don't know. She gets this diva reputation, and I'm sure people who do think that she is one, I'm sure they're out there. When people talk about notorious celebrity divas, Lopez is, I don't know, she comes to mind sometimes. And she doesn't know where it comes from, but she thinks women are held to different standards than men. And this is what she has to say about the diva thing.
I've always been fascinated about how much more well-behaved we have to be than men mm-hmm. are. It was just always fascinating to me because I did get a moniker of being like a diva, which I never felt I deserved, which I don't deserve, because I've always been a hard worker, always on time, always, you know, professional. And getting that label because you reach a certain amount of success.
And you care about something enough to give your voice opinion.
Or even I always felt sometimes crippled to voice my opinions, but I always was fascinated about how I could see somebody else being late or somebody else being belligerent to a crew, you know, or whatever, and it being totally excited. Everybody's like, hey, how are you today?
Yeah.
It's like, meanwhile, I would, you know, show up 15 minutes late and be berated and be like, oh, I'm sorry, I'll never happen again. Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah.
Like, there was traffic or whatever. And it was just like, we are not allowed to have certain opinions or be a certain
or
way
be strong.
Or be passionate, yeah. Mm-hmm. Be even passionate mm-hmm. about something. Like, I don't feel this is right or whatever. And be like, God, she's really,
no, she's, like, got
she's difficult.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
It's like, yeah. am I difficult? Yeah.
What was that at the end?
What was that? I don't know. She was being difficult.
Okay. Then there's Mariah. I don't know if you know this, but this has been going on. This is another thing that has been going on for 100 years. Mariah Carey keeps insisting that she doesn't know who Jennifer Lopez is. Now, we all know Mariah is the queen of all divas. You know, they have to push her. When she was in Vegas, they have to push her around like she's on her throne. She can't even walk to the ballroom or to the auditorium. They have to wheel her on a chair.
What's the deal with that?
Well, she says it's because her high heels hurt, and she only wants to stand on them when she has to when she's on stage. So, consequently, they push her.
Here's an idea. Get some sensible shoes.
Or why don't you just carry them and put them on like most people would when you're ready to go out?
Yeah.
All right.
Wear some sneakers.
This is great. So she was with Andy Cohen, and he got into the whole thing. You don't know J-Lo. All right.
Do you know each other?
No.
No.
Okay.
She says you know her.
Okay. I know she. You know what? I'm very forgetful.
Okay.
Apparently, I'm forgetful.
Yes.
Because I don't remember the fact that it was just like, hi, I'm so-and-so, and then move on. And then, like, hi, that's it.
Right.
If I had never had a conversation with you and someone asked me about you, I'd be like, I don't know him, but he seems cool.
Right.
Or, I don't know him.
Does she seem cool?
I don't know her.
Right.
Like, what am I supposed to say? Like, I'm not going to put on a thing like, oh, we're all Hollywood, and let's just all pretend we're best friends because, like, we're in that land.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, that's kind of true. Why would you want to pretend that you know somebody if you don't know them very well?
Well, it used to be, that was actually an upgrade from where it was, because it was never heard of her. Don't know who she is.
Oh.
And for a long time, it used to be, don't know who she is. Who are you talking about? Jennifer Lopez. You might have seen her on TV. Maybe you've heard one of her songs on the radio. I don't know who she is. Now it's, I don't know her, which we can understand that. They might not know each other.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, let me tell you something. There isn't there is not an arena big enough to get their two heads into.
No, they won't be going down to Coachella to do a show together anytime soon.
One will have to be in Indio, and then the other one will have to be, I don't know, up here in the Bay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. All right, completely different topic. I think I'm done with the celebrity garbage. Oh, I did mention this. I'll do this. Some moron paid $180,000 for a piece of the Staples Center court from Kobe Bryant's last game, and that might actually be a reasonable price, and I'll tell you why. It was just a random piece of floorboard. It's roughly 20 feet by 8 feet, so it's big, but it features the number 8, that he's had on the court for the game, and that was his first number, and he wore it for his first 10 seasons. And Kobe autographed it. And there are photos with him standing on it and signing it with a marker. And the 8 covered with confetti after he scored the 60 points that led the Lakers to that 101-96 victory over the Jazz in the final game. Actually, I guess I should... the money will go to the LA Lakers Youth Foundation. That's a good thing. The buyer is anonymous, so it could be anyone with a spare $180K. Other than Shaq, of course. If you did have your heart set on dropping tons of cash on Kobe, the Lakers team's shop is still selling. They've been trying to sell this thing forever now. The 18-karat gold fitted Kobe hat for $38,250. Okay.
What would you do with that?
Nothing. Who wants that? All right. Do I have time for the emoji thing? I want to play the... did you hear about this guy who lives near D.C. and he made a fake travel ad about his city and how bad it is to live there, and it went viral? Then he made another one about his apartment and he got evicted.
Oh, did not a good idea.
This? Oh, my God. Okay, I'll do this on the other side. Even older people are using emojis now, and I don't know why. But apparently some of them have secret meanings for teenagers that the rest of us don't know. So if your kids text any of these things, they might be insulting you. This is great because yes, they do, and yes, they are. Yes, they are, and yes, they do. They are nasty meaning.
This makes me want to rethink having kids. I don't know if I want to go down that road.
Right. Well, plus you want to stream them on Facebook so we can all see. We'll all see that.
I don't need their sass.
Okay. So these are things that look like one thing but mean another. The frog emoji, it's a way of calling someone ugly. Now, if you're young, you can go ahead and laugh at me. Yes, I'm the middle-aged white guy. I have no idea. I do use emojis, but I didn't know what all these things meant. A dog emoji. It's a way of calling someone the B word without actually saying it.
Oh, snap.
We're on fleek right now, so don't interrupt the flow. An emoji of a guy running followed by a bowling ball. Apparently it means I'm going to hit you.
Oh.
Yes.
You better run.
This is bullying. Yeah. Scissors can mean I'm going to cut you. But it depends on the context. Like, they also say they just got a haircut. So it might not be a threat. I don't know. You decide. Okay. I distort. You decide. Remember, a knife followed by a face followed by a shower head. It means someone's calling you a psycho. Like the movie. That's good. Yeah. I always have the music down. Red rum and... Okay. A skull followed by a right arrow, followed by a fire emoji, means die in a fire.
Whoa.
They're all nasty, aren't they? How much fun. Okay.
I want some nice ones.
Maybe I should hold on to this. I think I'm going to put this in my bag, and I'm going to use it.
Yeah, and now you know what to send your significant other.
Right. The next time somebody pisses me off...
Brian, get me that guest.
I'm going to cut you. Okay. I'll save that. All right. When we come back, we'll get to this poor sap who's lost his place to live because he put out fake travel ads. It's really fun, too. Don't go away. That's on the way along with the good news on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. With a look at traffic, here's Lee Graham.
KGO 810 traffic.
Back to Corte Madera, construction jam-ups on northbound 101 between Tamalpais and Warnham Drive have relaxed quite a bit, actually. I mean, it's still slow, but it's not nearly stopped like it has been. Martinez, northbound 680 at the Venetia Bridge. Toll Plaza, you still have residual heavy jam-ups to just before Waterfront Road from an earlier accident at the Toll Plaza. Crockett, Vallejo, eastbound 80, construction now has traffic crawling from just after road number 8 to midspan on the Carquinez Bridge, so that's a tiny improvement. Glenwood, southbound 17, construction jam-ups remain from just before Laurel Road down to Sugarloaf Road. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Making a difference. The next generation of KGO 810.
It's fast, it's easy, it's a game changer, and you'll only find it at DGDG.com. Hey, it's Sean Del Grant of the Del Grant Dealer Group, aka DGDG.com, and we just made buying a car a whole lot easier. Check this out. When you visit DGDG.com, you can buy any vehicle with confidence, knowing you'll be getting our exclusive no-brainer price right up front. A no-brainer price based on the KBB.com price advisor from Kelley Blue Book, the trusted resource.
Now that makes me happy.
So be happy with a team of tech-savvy, non-commissioned product specialists, over 4,000 vehicles in stock, and our brand new exclusive no-brainer pricing based on the KBB.com price advisor. Yeah, buying a car is truly a whole lot easier at the Bay Area's largest family-owned automotive group, the Del Grand Dealer Group. Online at DGDG.com. That's DGDG.com.
I don't know about you, but I love sleep. It's so important to me. I get 8 hours every night, and every night I wake up feeling incredible because of my MyPillow. Look, MyPillow is the only pillow with four different loft levels, so every night's sleep is customized to me, for my neck, for my back, for my spine. I wake up feeling better than I have in years, and it's all because of MyPillow. And right now, you can get two premium MyPillows for the price of one. I'll tell you how in a second, but first, MyPillow has a 10-year warranty. My car had a 3-year warranty. You can put it in the washer, dryer. They're all made in the USA. way. They're the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. And the best part is you have a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And for a short time, buy one MyPillow, the second one is absolutely free. They have the special throughout the year. Now is a great time to try MyPillow. If you don't have one, you can have two. Call MyPillow right now at 800-299-6893 or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code KGO. That's 800-299-6893 or MyPillow.com.
So what's the easiest and fastest way to beautify your home and make it energy efficient before summer? New windows from American Vision Windows, of course.
Why settle for the off-the-shelf windows from the big box stores that you have to install yourself? Off-the-shelf windows don't look much better than the ones you already have. Transform the look and feel of your home while getting unmatched customer service, free expert installation, and a lifetime warranty.
American Vision Windows are the experts, with more than 600,000 windows installed. And the best part is they can usually complete the job in less than one day.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows.
Call American Vision Windows right now, and you can get a whole house of windows for only $99 a month. That's right, only $99 a month for a whole house of windows. So call American Vision Windows right now. 866-723-7454. 866-723-7454. Or AmericanVisionWindows.com. CLCB number 778326, unapproved credit, some restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Law Office of Denise Eaton May, protecting your workplace and your business. Are you an employee who needs help understanding your rights in a workplace dispute? Or are you a business owner or company who needs to streamline HR processes to avoid disputes? Are you a new business who needs help handling bureaucratic matters? And if you're confronting difficult end-of-life issues, you deserve a compassionate guide. Denise Eaton May is a Hayward-based lawyer who over three decades has helped employers, employees, businesses, and families dealing with estate issues. She's knowledgeable, discreet, and experienced. For a confidential consultation, call 510-244-3307 or visit DEMLegalEagle.com. That's 510-244-3307 or DEMLegalEagle.com for a confidential consultation with Denise Eaton May, protecting your workplace and your business.
Listen and engage. The Drex Radio Show, weeknights 7 to 10 on KGO 810.
We are here to announce a significant law enforcement action regarding North Carolina's Public Facilities Privacy and Security Act.
Transgender bathroom uprising. No telling who'll walk in on you. Man or woman, male or female. Or some combination of the two. Don't go in that stall, you might just see it all. Keep the bathroom door in sight. I don't know much about the ladies, but I see why some fellas might get sore. Finding out when you look in the mirror, that guy's lipstick's prettier than yours. Well, don't go in that stall, you might just see it all. Keep the bathroom door in sight.
Hey! Once again, something for the country to make much ado about absolutely nothing. A problem that never existed for the last 50 years now is America's biggest issue. Thank you. All right. Let's see. I want to get to this guy with a fake travel. He's got a problem. So there's this guy who lives near D.C. who made this fake travel ad about his city and how bad it is to live there. So it went crazy viral. So then he made another one about his apartment. So first of all, here he is talking about his horrible city of Annandale, Virginia.
Are you an emotionally disfigured person whose life has gone completely off track because of your own lack of judgment?
It's great production.
Do you need somewhere to live cheap and fast? Is no price too low? Then welcome to Annandale, Virginia. This miserable ashtray of a town soaked with urine is for you. Annandale has dutifully functioned as a funnel for the dregs of society from the rest of Virginia for over 65 years. Founded by John Boarhead Annandale, whose brain was rotted by syphilis, you too can come home to horrible traffic patterns, drivers who repeatedly crash into telephone poles, knocking out your power, regular near fatalities as a pedestrian, and the cozy, numbing sight of people who have given up on their lives all around you. Come live where the police won't try to find the person who emptied your checking account from an ATM down the street, but will ticket you for an inspired safety inspection sticker. There's nothing routine about Annandale, Virginia. Every day you may have to run across four lanes of traffic just to get to your car, and there's multiple thefts every week within a three-block radius of Columbia Pike and Backlick Road. Annandale, Virginia. When you see people walking around here who look like they haven't totally given up on their lives, you want to walk up to them and tell them you shouldn't be here. Annandale, Virginia.
Sounds like paradise to me.
I want to go.
I know, right? Yes. Okay, so then he made a follow-up. That went viral, and he thinks, well, I'm on to something. So he did a follow-up video about his apartment.
Come home from work. Cross four lanes of traffic. Walk up front steps being held up by a brick and that a subletter trekked dirt on 2 weeks ago. Open the front door with a knob held in place by superglue and say hello to your new home, 4456 Elon Court, Annandale, Virginia, 22003.
Turns out that apartment's now available. His ass has been evicted.
Yeah, that really doesn't surprise me. I can't imagine his landlord would take kindly to that.
No. So here's his new and final update.
I got a lot of nice comments about the videos, but I got some not so nice comments from my landlord. She saw the video about my house, and she was not amused. She let me know she was not amused in many different ways across a span of many different messages, letting me know what kind of person I am, how I ended up being the person I am, so on and so forth. So, my question to residents of Northern Virginia, can I crash on your couch?
Good luck with that. All right. That's fine. You know what? He's got a great radio voice. I don't know.
No, because then he'd make a video of my couch.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then he'd be evicted in short order.
James Corden, late night guy. Love him. Demi Lovato in carpool karaoke, making fun of Nick Jonas. This is fun.
So this to your dating Joe... Nick, you're dating seemingly everyone.
Yep.
And then who else?
Miley. And then
Miley
back
Cyrus.
With Selena.
Thank you, Demi.
But
and then back
this...
with Miley.
Thank you.
Is that what happened?
No.
Is that how it went
Lies!
Down?
Lies!
Tell me the
no.
truth,
Liza
Jonas.
Minnelli
hang
back
on.
There.
Yeah, hang on. So you talk me through it. Gomez, Cyrus,
well, it was
Gomez.
Cyrus, Gomez, and then I don't know what else happened.
But this is all during the time that you're wearing the old purity ring, right?
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... It's not on anymore. When did you decide to ditch the ring? When were you like, I've got to lick this ring
I remember my first
now.
Purity ring.
I'd had a real relationship
right.
with an adult.
Yes.
And
the best.
I fell in love, actually. I fell in love, and then I decided it was time for me to take
time
the purity
to ditch,
ring off.
Time to ditch the ring.
Yeah. Are we going to keep talking about my dating life? Is it?
Well, we can talk about it as much as you want.
That's great. Well, who doesn't want to love Nick? Okay, have yourself a great night, and thank you for listening to the Drex Radio Show. John Batchelor is next on KGOA 10.
This is Charles Osgood. Tax compliance can be a real pain for businesses. That's why I'd like to tell you about Avalara's powerful tax automation technology. Avalara simplifies sales tax and other business taxes with real-time tax rate calculations and automatic return filing. Avalara's software already integrates with your accounting, e-commerce, and point-of-sale systems, so it couldn't be easier. Find out how the good people at Avalara can help you at avalara.com. That's AVALARA.com.
You want to go solar. Your electric bill's getting so high it hurts. You got to go solar to stop the pain. The California State Solar Rebate is long gone, and every month you pay your power bill means you're losing stacks of money. Go solar with Semper Solaris. We're still the only solar company that gives you the equivalent of a California rebate. We actually provide new customers instant savings. We install panels made by SunPower, an American company. The panels come with a 25-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and we're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. We're U.S. veteran-owned, so we get the job done with esprit de corps and honor. Call Semper Solaris and grab your 30% federal tax credit with no money out of pocket. New customers receive instant savings equivalent to the California state rebate if you call now. 800-900-0781. 800-900-0781. That's 800-900-0781.
What's up?
In Las Vegas!
The 2016 Billboard Music Awards, live Sunday, May 22nd at 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Music to my ears.
Music's hottest superstars take the stage.
This is Pink.
Pink, ENCE.
I'm Shawn Mendes.
Shawn Mendes. And the Go-Go's. The 2016 Billboard Music Awards, hosted by Ludacris and Ciara.
Yo, this is Ludacris.
Sunday, May 22nd at 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Thank you so much, Billboard.
Sponsored by Dick Clark Productions.
From the city that changes the world.
This is world. This is KGO San Francisco.
Oakland, San Jose.
The next generation of KGO 810.
A Cumulus station.